and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, Kay Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Here we go, Monday morning. Chicken Salad Chick is our spot coming up here. In about an hour, we're going to be there getting ready for the grand opening.
I'm so excited.
So I had two meals there on Friday and maybe a snack in the middle.
Dang, wow. Dude, you're addicted already.
Well, they brought us food, right, on Friday, and then I had that for lunch, and then we went back for this big deal on Friday night, and I got something different, and it was like a new, I mean, it's, you know, you can go places and get multiple things, and you feel like you're eating different foods.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I had chicken salad early in the day. I had the pimento cheese sandwich on a croissant.
Ooh,
that night.
Yum.
That does sound good.
Kai got this potato soup that looked awesome. Leslie got the turkey club, so. Lots of different stuff. Plus, they're giving out free stuff today. Like, the first 100 people all get free stuff.
I wonder if anybody camped out.
We'll find out here in just a little bit. My weekend was chicken salad chick on Friday, homecoming on Saturday, and then painting basically all day yesterday. We finally got the bedroom done, in case you were wondering. I know y'all were trying to wonder about that, but it was kind of a wild weekend.
Yeah, we went out to Louisville, so you talk about wild. It got butt crazy out there.
Man, Louisville, Kentucky is one of the wild spots. People a lot of times go to either Las Vegas or Louisville.
Yeah, they're basically the same city, you know, when you look at it. But no, we had a good time going to the wedding and everything. It was a great time out there, man. I enjoyed it.
Well, we watched UFC fights. And did you watch those?
Daniel Cormier, come on now.
Right, and I'm excited because he's older, right?
Oh, he's, yeah. And the other guy was the knockout artist.
Yeah.
So and Cormier basically just whooped him.
Yeah. So that was fun to watch. Yeah. And then my son basically kicked off his basketball season with this basketball banquet. And his season starts today. So I'm pumped about it. It's my favorite thing of all time to do in life is watch him play ball. So
you didn't fall down the stairs this time at Brooklyn?
Not this time.
Dang it.
I'm sure there's more embarrassing moments coming for me. But, you know, whatever.
Maybe it'll happen today.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Fingers crossed.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm wondering if the do-rag is a bad idea when we walk into Chicken Salad Chick.
Well, today I thought maybe you were going to go outside and help with construction.
Why is that?
Well, if you're on the side of the road, you can definitely be seen in your neon yellow.
I will say, though, because I look back here, we have some of the stuff from Chicken Salad Chick. You
ooh,
match.
Ooh, I
you do.
Do
match.
You match with their logo.
Unintentional matching.
No, you have to go out, oh, no, I meant to do this. And then you look like a super
you need to go
dude
out, yeah,
for Chicken Salad Chick.
Spin one of those signs with your do-rag.
I could do that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The other day, Kelly and I go out and do the homecoming tailgate. And we get out there early, and we're doing the broadcast. And I have my do-rag on because it's still like 40-something degrees.
Hang on. And sunglasses.
And, well, yeah, because I put my glasses on over the do-rag. Dude, it's like me and Hulk Hogan are the same.
And when you do that, you can only see a certain part of your face. Basically, from your nostrils down is all you can see.
So we had the approach from somebody I know from A-State Marketing, who as he walks up, he's trying to take pictures of what's happening in the tailgate area.
He jumped.
She's foreshadowing. But legitimately, I could see him look at me, and I smiled at him, and he kind of looked at me like he was scared.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I didn't even recognize you. And I'm like, I think the do-rag threw him off a little bit.
It did, no doubt.
Have you known this guy for a while?
Well, I mean, this season I work with him every game.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
I was a little embarrassed for you.
Awesome. We text. We've talked on the phone. I mean, but he had no idea. He's new to the area, though, so he's not used to the look.
Yeah, the do-rag.
But he did. He looked like he was a little bit nervous, like he didn't want to make the approach. And sometimes people do that to me in stores if I'm wearing this thing.
Do you change like your tone and your attitude when you're wearing it? Do you walk up to people with your sunglasses on in a building and go, sup?
He talks like Mr. T.
Yeah. And I put on my chain belt.
Oh.
Yes.
And my construction boots. It looks like I'm going to whoop somebody.
Dude,
but I
that's
can't.
So good.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. It seems that people can't stop talking about her and Pete Davidson, right? Mm-hmm. So she has a couple of big songs on the charts already, but she dropped another one on Saturday night.
Dang.
The name of the song is Thank You, Next. And it's all about ex-boyfriends and moving on past them. You guys want to check it out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's new stuff from Ariana Grande and a sneak peek on K-Fine.
Look what you taught me. Yeah, for that I say thank you. Next, thank you. Next, thank you. Next, I'm so grateful for my ex. Thank you. Next, thank you. Next, thank you.
If you want to hear the whole song, you can check it out on the BBITM blog right now at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Got you gossip on Demi Lovato. So good news, it's confirmed that she is now out of rehab. She's back in LA and it seems like she's doing well. She was spotted at dinner. She was spotted at a spa over the weekend. So it looks like she's taking care of herself. Family members are saying she's working really hard on her sobriety and they're proud of her. Yeah, so congrats to Demi Lovato for being, I guess, for being sober. Yeah.
Yep. And we got you gossip on the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. People have been talking about it for months now, the movie about Queen, and it was the overall number one over the weekend.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Really good reviews.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo. So how big was that movie?
It made $50 million. Yeah. Which was $30 million more than number two, which ended up being a bomb. A lot of people are talking about that. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. It cost $130 million to make that movie and only made $20 million this weekend.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So kind of a rough outing there. But anyway, Bohemian Rhapsody, number one at $50 million over the weekend.
You know what I think of when I think about that Nutcracker?
What?
The High Dive.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And we are live on location, man. We love doing grand openings because we get to be the first people in the room. And we are live today at Chicken Salad Chick.
You can already kind of smell the food, and it's just like everything is getting prepared, and you're like, oh, this
And you
sounds
can
so
smell
good.
The newness.
I know.
I love like coming to a new place.
So the neat thing about this is Chicken Salad Chick opens up the first restaurant in Arkansas here in Jonesboro coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. There are already people outside. We've done this deal where the first 100 people all get free Chicken Salad Chick for a year, and people are already out there. I heard the person who was first in line say he's been here since 2:30 this morning.
2:30 in the morning? He's been sitting here for that long? That's awesome.
So we'll talk to him coming up. And again, we invite you to join us today, make it a lunch date, or get here even earlier. And the first 100 people in line get free chicken salad for a year. The first person in line gets free chicken salad every week for the entire year.
Dang, that's so cool.
And there's so many different flavors and combinations to choose from.
So if you want the spicy ones, they have the Buffalo Barclay. They have the Jalapeno Holly, which I haven't tried yet. Of course, they have the traditional, the classic Carol. They have the savory ones like the Dixie Chick, like the Sassy Scotty. And then salads and soups. Kai, the other night, he came by on Friday night with us for sampling, and he got the potato soup. Loved it.
That sounds really good right now.
It's loaded potato soup. So lots of great stuff. My deal on Friday night was the, I can't remember how we called it. It was the spicy pimento cheese on a croissant. It's like that flaky
Yum.
Bread.
Mm.
And they top it off with a little cookie at the end of your meal.
Can we have one of those right now?
Hey, y'all, we're hungry right now. So the other day, homecoming was at Arkansas State, right?
Mm.
And David was in Kentucky. And, you know, I told Kelly as we were getting ready to begin the broadcast, with David gone, you have more responsibility.
Uh-oh, what happened?
It's true, and it makes me nervous because you really understand and know football. And so you're kind of like the go-to on stats and all that kind of stuff. Well, me, not so much.
So I told her there were going to be points where, hey, I'm gonna pass it off to you. You get ready to pick it up and run, right?
And for the most part, yeah. Be nice. I did okay.
She did. Until... I can't even remember. The very last time we were about to talk, I pass it over to her, and I can't remember what we were talking about. I think we were talking about the Red Wolf Walk. Is that it?
We were talking about homecoming and what time it started.
Yeah, the homecoming court. I'm like, and the homecoming court's going to be on the field right around 1:30.
And literally nothing. This is what you hear.
But I saw her mouth move. I saw her start to talk,
No. But
nothing came out.
Yeah.
So then I thought maybe she'll rescue herself. Maybe she'll start talking, and guess what?
I had a moment.
She never spoke. And then she looked at me and started shaking her
David,
head.
David, guess what he said?
What?
Thank you, Kelly.
She said zero words.
And, of course, my husband, that was like the only part he listened to. And so I got a text message immediately after that said, you okay?
Oh, yeah, man, that's brutal.
Yeah.
EMTs came over
just
to make sure that she was okay, too.
They had to come check on her.
But what's weird about it, like, if we're not all three together, people expect to see us all three together. And if we're not all three together, people ask, hey, where's everybody else?
Where's the barrel boy?
Yeah, like,
I know.
Like, Kelly and David gone today? I'm like, am I not enough for you? Golly.
Got to have the full combo.
Yeah.
People have become, I guess, are accustomed to expecting us all to be together at all times.
Yeah.
Anyway, today is the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick on Parkwood in Jonesboro. We're right catty corner from Academy Sports. We invite you guys to join us as we broadcast live this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, Monday is going to be a good day when a new restaurant opens that we are all excited to be at. We are so excited to be here. We are already in the restaurant. We have snuck in.
We are in the building right now, and it's beautiful.
We snuck in.
We don't need anybody to know we're in here, though, so we have to be quiet. We are live this morning at Chicken Salad Chick as they're getting ready for their grand opening. There are already people outside. They are already lined up because at 10 o'clock this morning, the doors are going to open, and people are going to walk in here, and the first 100 people through the door at Chicken Salad Chick all get free chicken salad for a year, and the first person who comes through gets free chicken salad for a year every week of the year.
And we had somebody who was already here at 2:30 in the morning camping out. That's
love
awesome.
Love some chicken salad.
We're going to have to bring him in here in a few minutes. He can get a sneak peek at the restaurant too.
Yeah, without a doubt.
He's the first one in line.
He should.
So lots of different options when it comes to the chicken salad at Chicken Salad Chick. Because I'll be honest, when I heard about the restaurant, I'm like, well, how many different ways can you make chicken salad? Because I thought there were maybe one or two ways, right?
Tons of ways.
They have the classic Carol, which is the traditional one your grandparents probably made. They have the Dixie Chick. They have the Sassy Scotty. They have the barbecue. They also have the Buffalo Barclay, which is really good.
So good.
All kinds of, we tried this one the other day, too, the Fancy Nancy. This is the chicken salad, and they chop up some Fuji apples, some seedless grapes, and pecans in there.
So.
And, like, I was eating that with crackers the other day, and when you get that bite of that fruit mm-hmm. and then the nuttiness of those pecans, it's really good stuff. All kinds of great options at Chicken Salad Chick. Again, they're going to open up today. If you haven't tried the food yet, this is the first one in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. You need to come by today. All kinds of grand opening specials today, and those specials go throughout the week as well. Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, November the 5th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Juan Rodriguez of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Bobby Phillips, also from Jonesboro, happy birthday. Marsha Parker of Jonesboro. Audra Higgins from Paragould. We have Sherry Darby of Bay celebrating. Jessica Lang from Kaiser is 11 years old today. Valerie Bickford from Pocahontas, happy birthday. River Rodriguez of Strawberry is celebrating today, 14 years old for River. Donna Gatlin of Paragould, 32. Cameron Morris of Jonesboro turned 6. And happy birthday goes out to Tony Futrell. He is my personal banker.
Happy birthday.
Anytime I need a loan, I call Tony Futrell.
Well.
So happy birthday to Tony. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Odell Beckham Jr. is 26 years old today. He is the star wide receiver of the New York Football Giants. Kevin Jonas is 31 years old today, the oldest of the Jonas Brothers. Sal Valcano. Yeah, anyway. He's 42 from the Impractical Jokers. I actually saw them in Little Rock at the Verizon Arena a couple of years ago. Yeah.
He's the one that never can quit laughing.
Yes. Yeah. He's the one who always falls on the floor.
Yes.
But anyway, those guys are really funny. I think they'll be in Memphis in a couple of months, too. Famke Janssen is 54. Did I get that right?
I think sure. You got it close to right, almost right.
Something like that.
I think
anyway,
it's Famke.
Yeah. She was Jean Grey in the original X-Men trilogy. Kris Jenner turning 63, and Bryan Adams is 59.
Ooh, Colton. Can we do some Bryan Adams for everybody on a Monday morning? That's a good one. Hey, do we have the song, Everything I Do It For You? If we could play that one, I might get up and dance.
Man, back in the seventh
Go
grade.
Go ahead. Stand up and dance.
Everything I do.
I
do it for you. Just sit down.
It's just a good thing they're not officially open.
Yes.
No one else can see.
Happy birthday to Bryan Adams, who celebrates today. Again, we are live at Chicken Salad Chick. They're on Parkwood in Jonesboro, right across from Academy Sports. You can't miss us. We have the K-Fine Monster truck outside. The music's playing. The line is starting to form. It's the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 7:31 at K-Fine Country, and we are live this morning from the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick, where I saw a few more people show up a few moments ago. The first person in line this morning got here at 2:30.
That's 2:30.
But the story is, man, when you're thinking about this food and you've sampled this food, you know why you want to get here early. You know why you want to be one of the first 100 people in line, because this food is good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking of a sandwich you want to get, if you want to get a salad, if you want to get some pimento cheese, they have so many different things to choose from on that menu, and it's all so good.
So there's all kinds of different flavors of Chicken Salad Chick. The traditional one, which has your white meat chicken. It's going to have the celery, the mayonnaise. It's kind of like what we've had for our entire lives, but they have so many different options when it comes to the chicken salad here. Like, check this one out. They have the Sassy Scotty. This has, of course, the chicken and the mayonnaise, but it also has ranch, bacon, and shredded cheddar cheese. The barbecue has the smoked barbecue flavor. That's awesome. I tried the Buffalo Barclay.
That's my favorite.
If you love the wings, imagine that buffalo sauce in your chicken salad. That's amazing. I haven't tried the jalapeno holly yet, but this one has diced jalapenos all the way through the chicken salad.
That sounds so good, man.
And like we talked about the Fancy Nancy a little bit ago. This one is chicken salad with the Fuji apples, with the seedless grapes and the pecans. So you're getting that chicken salad. Then you'll get that sweetness of a grape, the nuttiness of the pecans. And then they have the signature sandwiches. We talked, David mentioned this one, the spicy pimento cheese.
Yes.
I'm going to have to try that.
I got that Friday night. So imagine on a croissant, the spicy pimento cheese, and then some bacon in there with that.
Mm.
And then the salads and the soups. I'm telling you, this is going to be one of the most popular places in Jonesboro. Chicken Salad Chick. They open up today at 10 a.m., and we invite you guys to stop by for the grand opening today. All right, let's do some country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, we know Jason and Brittany Aldean are set to have a little girl in February, and it looks like they already have a name picked out. Now, they like unique names because their son's name is Memphis, so you would think that they would go for a really cool, unique name with their daughter, and they have. So Brittany posted a picture of what appears to be a baby shower, and the name is Navy. And it's written in, like, this cursive neon. Yeah. Then she kind of confirmed it on her Instagram stories. But congrats to Jason and Brittany on the name they've chosen for their little girl due early next year, Navy Rome Williams.
All right, so we also have news on another baby that has, I guess, been in the works for a minute. Chris Stapleton has announced that his wife, Morgan, is pregnant again.
Did she not just have twins?
Like 7 months ago.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And for whatever reason, I'm not sure if they don't know how that happens. What happens there? But baby number 5 is on the way for Chris Stapleton.
And Brett Young is now a married man. The 37-year-old country star has married his girl, Taylor Mills. Now, it was in front of a – there you go. It was in front of a smaller ceremony in California. Right around 200 people were there. Lee Bryce even performed I Don't Dance. Gavin DeGraw even performed more than anyone. But it's kind of a cool story with those two because they dated for about 6 years. They actually broke up for a minute when he moved out to Nashville, and then they reconnected after that, and they just felt like it was the perfect time for them to get married. Honeymoon on the beach in the next couple of days. Then after that, they want to start a family almost immediately.
There you go. Congratulations to Brett Young. That is your country music news. It is 7:34 in K-Fine Country as we are live this morning at Chicken Salad Chick for the grand opening with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hi, good morning. It is Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy, live this morning at Chicken Salad Chick in Jonesboro. It's one of those Monday mornings, man. You never know what's going to happen on a Monday morning. And when you can do a grand opening of a restaurant like Chicken Salad Chick, we get all excited because we have... David, we have all kinds of great food to talk about, including the traditional chicken salad, the fruity and the nutty chicken salad, the spicy chicken salad. This place opens up today at 10 o'clock, and the first 100 people in line through the door get free chicken salad for an entire year. And the first person in line,
hey.
I don't think you count, Eric.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't count.
I'm here. There's only like 99 other people out there. I had to be in the first 100.
But you did sneak in the door. I don't know if you were allowed to sneak in the door.
Well, no, I didn't sneak in. David let me.
Oh,
I did
that.
Let him in.
But David doesn't work here.
But an employee came in when I came in.
Oh. So well, yeah, it all works out fine.
Well, no, the first person in line got here at 2:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah, I drove by, saw him.
Oh, you were gonna be here at that time.
Yes, right. But I thought 2:45 would have been plenty of time.
Yeah,
and he beat me to it.
Well, I figured you and your crew were out biking. You know, 31 degrees. Eric Birch is biking across Eric comes in on Monday mornings for Monday Morning Motivation. So first of all, welcome into the new Chicken Salad Chick opening here at 10 o'clock this morning.
This place looks awesome. Mm-hmm.
Have you had the chance to try the food yet?
No, it hadn't been open. I didn't get invited to the, you know, the hush-hush opening.
Well, I'm telling you, everything we've tried, I've tried but most of it, I guess. They have 12 different flavors of chicken salad.
Yeah.
It's all good. It doesn't matter which one you want. If you like the traditional one that you've always had your entire life, they have those. If you want the savory ones, like maybe with barbecue in there, they have those. Or maybe you want bacon and cheddar cheese.
Oh, that's money right there.
So they have the Cranberry Kelly, which is actually, she's sitting next to us this morning.
Yeah.
They made one after you.
I know.
Gosh, dog.
Jalapeno Holly.
There's nothing named Brandon, though, is there?
No.
Oh.
There's not. Ooh.
You know, I'm going through here.
Well, it has bacon. So bacon, Brandon.
It's close.
That was close. That's got to be your favorite.
I'm sure they just misspelled it.
I'm sure. That's all it was.
So when I think of pimento cheese, I think of my grandfather, right? And he would have this big old tub of pimento cheese in the fridge, and he'd get it out and put it all over white bread. And it was like, you know, it's kind of messy when I think back on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you, the pimento cheese here, nothing like that. It's the perfect amount of pimento cheese. They have a spicy version. They put that on Friday on a croissant with bacon and a tomato.
That's it.
Life changer.
No wonder they're showing up at 2:30. That's well worth it at the end of the day.
So good. Eric Birch from Birch & Co. joins us here this morning at Chicken Salad Chick. Time for some Monday morning motivation. What do you have for us this morning?
Let me tell you this true story, okay? So there was this group of frogs hopping along in the forest, as frogs do, doing their froggy thing. Well, all of a sudden, two of the frogs fall off into a crevice.
Right.
The other frogs gather around. Oh, no, look how deep it is. That's impossible for these other two frogs to get out. So they literally start yelling down to them, just give up. It's not worth it. Don't even try.
Yep.
You know, so it's way too deep. We can't get you out. There's no way you'll ever be able to jump out. So, of course, the two frogs don't want to give up. You know, I'm down here at the bottom, but I can at least see the light. So I'm gonna continue to hop, and I'm going to continue to try, and I'm going to continue to push. And as the other frogs continue to send negative thoughts and negative words down to them, guys, quit. No, it's not worth the pain. It's not worth the energy. Just give up. So finally, one of the frogs that fell in the hole said, okay, you know, that's it. I'm just going to let it be. So they sit there and they watched him pass away. The other frog continues to leap, continues to jump. And this goes on for hours and hours and days. But finally, this frog, tremendous jump. All his energy, all his will, and boom, he comes out of the crevice, lands up top, and all the other frogs surround him and say, you know, oh my God, how were you able to continue on? How were you able to just to come up with enough willpower and enough strength and enough, you know, charisma to jump up out of that hole? And he was reading their lips, and he was able to respond to them to say, I thought the whole time when you guys were up here and you were screaming and yelling at me, I thought you were encouraging me by your actions. I never even heard your words.
Wow.
So think about that. Has anybody ever spoke to you negatively? Has anybody ever derailed you from an opportunity, from something that you I'm not going to say easily could have accomplished, but something that you could have accomplished, but because of what they said, because of what they did. So we talk about it. We've talked about it all this year, several times, of who you surround yourself with, you know, and even who you share your ideas with. You know, if you've got something that you just think, holy cow, this is going to be amazing, you know, but then you start talking to people and they're like, oh, that there's no way. That's a, you know, and a lot of times, again, guys, that's out of love, especially as we talk about our parents, you know, as you share about things with at family and everything. And, you know, so many things to be thankful for as we come up to this Thanksgiving. But just be cautious and careful about some of those things that you bring up, because if you've prepared yourself this year, you've set goals, you've accomplished those goals, you're having an amazing 2018, you know, and you're going into 2019 with something big, huge that you know, hey, this is going to be amazing. Be careful who you share that with.
Yep.
Be cautious, especially, again, going into the holidays with family and everything. Mm-hmm. Because, again, guys, they're not doing it because they're trying to slow you down, hold you back, or hurt you. They're doing it because they love you.
Yep.
But that love sometimes is not the thing that we need to get us over that hump and get us to that next level. Yep. So think about those little frogs and that one little frog that couldn't hear but saw the actions and was excited, and it ended up getting him out of that crevice, getting him out of that hole. So that's what it's about, guys, today.
Boom, there you go. ago, Eric Birch from Birch & Co. He joins us live this morning at Chicken Salad Chick for the grand opening with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Chicken Salad Chick, the grand opening takes place at 10 o'clock this morning. Don't tell anybody we snuck in.
Yes, no one knows.
Because I don't know if they know we're here. But we are in the corner of Chicken Salad Chick getting set for this grand opening. I had the chance to have the food twice on Friday. And I can tell you from personal experience, I could have had it two or three times on Saturday, on Sunday as well. There's options, so many options of chicken salad, number one. And if you love chicken salad, they have different flavors and ways that they can make it spicy, they can make it savory, they can make it fruity and nutty, all these different ways of making chicken salad better than you've ever had it in your entire life.
Oh, absolutely. And so many different sandwiches to choose from. If you're looking for soups, they have a lot of different soups to choose from. I mean, the selection here at Chicken Salad Chick is just spot on and amazing.
Chicken salad BLTs, pimento cheese BLTs, turkey clubs, turkey pestos.
Yeah.
Oh, and the mac and cheese. I didn't have the chance to try the mac and cheese, but I think either Leslie or Kai got that the other day. And that would look, it looked amazing. They didn't let me sample it. But even the broccoli salad, there's, I don't know how they make broccoli taste so good, but everything I've had from Chicken Salad Chick has been amazing. And again, they're going to open up at 10 o'clock this morning. The first 100 people through the door at Chicken Salad Chick at 10 o'clock are going to get free chicken salad for an entire year. So it's basically going to be one thing of chicken salad a month for an entire year. There is somebody out there, the first person in line, who got here at 2:30 this morning, who will have free chicken salad for an entire year. And that's 1 big pound a week for the entire year from Chicken Salad Chick.
2:30 in the morning. I love it.
And I got a text a few minutes ago from a friend of mine, Josh Johnson, at Super Tents. And he says they've had Chicken Salad Chick in Florida. And he's wondering if we'll deliver today.
Oh, maybe we should.
He's like, it's so good. Can you bring it to me? We have to work today. So I'm telling you, if you want to get out for lunch today, Chicken Salad Chick is going to be the spot. And they're going to open up at 10 o'clock this morning. And as we look out there, more people continue to get here early at Chicken Salad Chick. So David was out of town over the weekend. And Kelly and I like to kind of, I don't know if I'd say laugh, but we always enjoy hearing David's out-of-town stories.
Yes.
Because David makes these big trips, and he goes more places than Kelly and I. He's been to Louisville. He's been to New Orleans. He's been to Florida. But when he goes there, he might as well still be in Wiener.
I know, because he doesn't do anything and doesn't post any pictures. Like, how do we even know you go?
I took some pictures. I just haven't posted them yet. I'm getting to that.
And he says basically everywhere he goes, we really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to Louisville, it was like I was there by myself for the most part because it was for a wedding that Rachel was in.
Yeah.
And so when we get there on Friday, we go out to the rehearsal dinner or whatever, and then she's like, all right, see ya. And so I have to drive back to the hotel by myself. I sit in the hotel. I watch TV.
Oh, was there like a bachelorette party or something?
Well, not really even like a bachelorette party. It was just like they were all going to the bride's house to get ready the next day.
Yeah.
And so here we are doing all this stuff, and then I'm by myself all day on Saturday. Then I go to the wedding.
What did you do when you were by yourself?
I went to there was a casino in Indiana I went to.
Did you win?
Didn't win.
He would be the type that would win like $5,000 and wouldn't tell us.
Right. No, it was not anything like that. So I went there. I drove by and saw the KFC Yum Center, that's where Coach Bellotto used to coach at. The basketball team over there.
You drove by an arena?
I drove by an arena.
I saw sounds exciting.
He's such a fun guy.
I saw half of the giant Louisville Slugger that they have because that's where the home of the baseball bats. I saw half of that.
You didn't
on the
see
interstate.
The bottom half of it?
No.
You didn't go in and like have a tour?
No.
And buy a baseball bat?
I didn't do that. But overall, it was just, you know, a pretty solid time. And then by the time we got to the wedding, the bride and groom, they put the pressure on me because they did a choreographed dance to this one specific song. They did.
No.
Now, it wasn't anything like elaborate or crazy, but it was like a really sweet moment. And Rachel watches it, and I wonder, am I going to have to do a choreographed dance now at my own wedding?
You're going to have to go big.
It's funny because she already asked me to
choreograph
it.
She did not. No, okay.
Her
first
choreograph
of all,
it. Kelly, a former PE teacher is going to choreograph a wedding dance.
I don't think that would go over.
There's
too
gonna
well.
There's going to be some martial arts in it as well.
Can you imagine? I'm telling you, as many weddings as you've been to over the last 2 or 3 years, you should have great ideas, but you can't just go plain Jane.
No.
Like, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to come in on a horse or a donkey.
Jump out of a plane.
Or something like that.
They actually did play the Star Wars theme song when they were walking out of the building.
Wow. All right, so we're live this morning at Chicken Salad Chick, Parkwood in Jonesboro, right across from Academy Sports. I saw Eric Birch live on Facebook Live a few minutes ago. What is Birch doing? He's taking over the place. Get out of here, Birch. The grand opening at 10 o'clock this morning. We invite you to join us. Chicken Salad Chick in Jonesboro, live with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:18 in K-Fine Country, and we are live here for the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick, opening on Parkwood today. Parkwood is a road that kind of is right there by Academy Sports. Mm-hmm. We got here this morning, and as we pulled up, we noticed there were already people outside, because the whole story is the first 100 people who come through the door at Chicken Salad Chick have the chance to get free chicken salad for a year.
Right.
And the first person, person number one, the first person who gets here is going to have free chicken salad every week for the entire year. And we noticed that somebody was here when we got here. What is your name, sir?
My name's David Gossett.
And how are you this morning?
Cold.
What time did you get to Chicken Salad Chick?
2:30.
2:30 this morning?
Yeah.
So you've been here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the doors open, you'll be here 7.5 hours.
Correct.
Is that wild to think about?
Kind of.
Because I'm wondering, like, when you look back and we're like, okay, I wonder, in all the times that people get here for these grand openings, I wonder if 2:30 is the earliest.
I don't know. It seems like it.
Like, you might have set a record for Chicken Salad Chick.
Maybe.
And so we were showing him the menu here a few minutes ago, because the first question is, you must have had this somewhere else, right? But he said he's never had Chicken Salad Chick before.
Nope.
But do you like chicken salad?
Yes.
That's good.
And the reason that you're here is because, number one, you like chicken salad. And number two, your mom likes chicken salad.
Correct.
So what's her name?
Susan Powell.
And what did she tell you?
Try to get up here and be first.
And here he was again at 2:30 this morning to get set for the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick. I noticed as I look outside, hey, there's Coach Pat.
Hey.
Representing Westside. She always represents Westside. She was my wife's volleyball coach. So right. We'll talk to her here in a little bit, too. Anyway, as we get ready for this big day, there is still time for you to get by here. As we build our first 100 people through the door, they're handing out numbers at this point. So if you get here next, you can get your number and be ready to come through that door at 10 o'clock this morning. Look over that menu and tell me which one looks the best. If you were to get one scoop for the chick today, what would that be?
The Kickin' Kaylin.
So the Kickin' Kaylin, and this is a good one, too, because this has your chicken salad as a combination of the buffalo sauce, ranch, bacon, shredded cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and sriracha.
Man.
That sounds so good.
But they have so many different types of flavors. Like, they have the Fruity Fran. This is chicken salad with the Fuji apple, seedless grapes, and pineapple in it. We've had the Fancy Nancy, which was chicken salad with Fuji apple, seedless grapes, and pecans. Even, like, maybe you're somebody who's very simple and you want to do the classic, they have the classic Carol.
Man, all these just, there's so many different options to choose from. Then if you want sandwiches, the pimento cheese, if you want soups, different kind of salad, whatever you want, they have it all here.
And hey, moms, if you have those picky kids, they have mac and cheese.
There it is.
Boom.
And I'm telling you, I saw that the other day. It was really good. So we thank you for coming by and getting here early this morning. And I hate to tell you this, but I think they're going to send you back out front.
That's fine.
But you got warm for a second.
Yes, I did.
All right. Nice to meet you this morning.
Nice to meet y'all, too.
We're live at Chicken Salad Chick, the grand opening again. 10 o'clock this morning. We invite you to join us as we broadcast live on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning. We are live for the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick. People are lined up outside. They are handing out the Chicken Salad Chick fans, which actually are all numbered. And the cool thing about that is we know who number one is. We know that David Gossett got here at 2:30 this morning. He is the person who's going to get chicken salad free for a year. And that's chicken salad every week for the entire year.
And there's so many different choices. He can just do something different every single week.
No joke.
Well, and that's what I love about the options of Chicken Salad Chick. So, like, if you think about how, I don't know, your mom or your grandparents made chicken salad, it was probably one way your entire life.
Right.
And then when you come here, you realize there are so many different variations and ways that you can make chicken salad. The owner, the founder of the company, Stacy, she had this vision that, you know, chicken salad didn't always have to be one way. So she started actually making chicken salad in her own home. And it became so popular that people were coming to her wanting her to make chicken salad for events and for the family and get-togethers and things like that. And she was doing that out of her house until somebody called the health department and said, hey, you can't be selling food like that. So she decided to open up the first restaurant. And there's restaurants all across the country, but this is the first Chicken Salad Chick in Arkansas.
That is so cool.
Look at that, in Jonesboro.
So you can find it on Parkwood right across from Academy Sports. Mm-hmm. Again, still time for you to get by here and grab one of those fans that allows you to get free chicken salad for a year. We've had the chance to sample a bunch of different things, and everything I've tried has been really, really good.
Well, one of my favorite things is the pimento cheese. They have that kind of buffalo pimento cheese in there, and it's just such a good flavor to that. Mm-hmm. Man, everything they have on their menu is just so flavorful. That's what I love about it.
Sandwiches, mac and cheese.
They have the classic salads, the seasonal salads, signature soups, all of this too. So I would imagine, I'm going to make their prediction, this is going to be one of the most popular lunch places in all of Jonesboro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
So many different options. Plus, I was also seeing that there's a catering menu over here, and I saw that a few minutes ago. And the neat thing about that is I just read this article this morning that 93% of companies plan on having some type of a Christmas party,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And they're starting to get plans in place and all of that. I encourage any company who is looking to do a Christmas party to call Chicken Salad Chick and have them cater your
party.
That would
be a hit, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Without a doubt. When you look at the menu, it's the same thing you would get on the normal menu. Then you have all the party platters, so you have the chicken salad sandwiches, the assorted sandwiches. They even have cheese balls, a strawberry platter, assorted fruit, so many different things to choose from when you look at that catering menu as well.
And you have the choice of the bread. Maybe you want
croissant.
That's my favorite. Like, you can't go
buttery,
wrong when you have
flaky croissant.
That flaky croissant. I mean, that's so good. They have other breads. And for people who are maybe trying to stay away from bread altogether, you can just get a scoop of the chicken salad.
There you go.
Or like me, I was eating it on those crackers, those really delicious crackers covered in...
Scoop it on a salad.
I'm telling you, this is a great spot, man. Chicken Salad Chick, the grand opening today. Still time to get in line to be one of the first 100 through the door for chicken salad for an entire year for free. Chicken Salad Chick on Parkwood in Jonesboro, right across from Academy Sports, live this morning with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Everything's looking good at Chicken Salad Chick this morning. We are broadcasting live on K-Fine, getting set for the grand opening. We've actually posted some photos already. If you haven't had a chance to follow them on social media, I know their Instagram is Jonesboro Chicken Salad Chick. And on Facebook, it's the opposite. It's Chicken Salad Chick Jonesboro. Go either place. Mm-hmm. You can get an idea of the foods that we're talking about. Or if you follow me on social media, you can check out even pictures of the bathroom.
That's awkward.
That's you and David's thing.
Well, because when I walked up to go to the restroom, the male restroom, there's a sign on the door that says Chick Magnet. That's where
they don't even know that they're encouraging you.
I don't think that was meant for you,
though.
I should have gone in the one that said chicks.
Yeah, that would have fit you better.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a new chick in town. It is Chicken Salad Chick, and we were looking through the menu, and there's so many different options. It's not like we can even mention them all when we talk, at one point, because there's so many different options. They have the classic Carol. It's basically your white meat chicken, the seasoning that you want in there, the celery and the mayonnaise. And then they step it up one to go to Olivia's Old South, where they have the sweet pickles and the egg in there.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And that's kind of the way I remember it as a kid, how both of my nanas would make chicken salad. They have Lauren's Lemon Basil, which is the chicken salad with chopped pecans, fresh basil, and lemon. They have the barbecue, which is a hickory smoke barbecue flavor on the chicken salad. To me, I mean, my favorite one that I've tried so far is the Buffalo Barclay.
Oh,
so
yes.
Good.
And that's basically chicken salad with buffalo sauce, so it's kind of like chicken wings. But in a chicken salad,
I can eat that right now. I don't care what time it is. 8:45, it doesn't matter.
And I think
that sounds good.
Yeah, I think the Fancy Nancy was my favorite, too. It's with Fuji apples, seedless grapes, and pecans.
Because the neat thing about that one is you have that great flavor of chicken salad, and then the next thing you know, it's a bite of a sweet apple.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the nutty pecan.
Yeah.
Lots of great options for salads, too. I tried the broccoli salad. I've had that twice. Mm-hmm. That's really good. Pasta salads, fresh fruit. The mac and cheese, and this isn't some mac and cheese that, was made 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah.
And they just put it in the heater. This mac and cheese looks like you can see the cheese shredded on top of it.
I mean, look at that picture right there, man. I want to – can I have that right now? Is that okay?
What, the picture?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to eat a picture, Brandon. I'm not going to eat a menu. I'm talking about the mac and cheese.
I don't know if you can boss these people around and tell them you want some mac and cheese.
Did you see what they just now said? If you would eat the whole menu, they'll give you chicken salad for a year.
If I will eat this
menu?
The
whole entire menu.
Do you mean the paper?
Do you think you could do that?
I don't know about that.
There's people lined up outside. We were talking for the last week or so about the first 100 people who come to Chicken Salad Chick and come through the front door today and basically have the app on their phone. They're going to get free chicken salad for an entire year.
Yeah.
The first person out there was David Gossett.
How about that? He got here at 2:30 in the morning.
And his mom is excited.
He'll be sitting here for 7.5 hours before it finally opens at 10 o'clock. That's wild and awesome all at the same time.
Do you realize how happy he's going to be when he gets inside and gets to sample this chicken salad chick?
No doubt.
So good, man.
So, again, they're going to open up at 10 o'clock this morning.
I don't know what just happened. I'm so focused on food, I can't speak.
We invite you to join us, Chicken Salad Chick, on Parkwood in Jonesboro. Oh, we're right catty corner from Academy Sports, broadcasting live this morning with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're live at Chicken Salad Chick this morning. The grand opening takes place here in just about 45 minutes, the first time that a Chicken Salad Chick location has been opened in the state of Arkansas. This is the very first one. We're excited to be a part of the grand opening. We're excited to be able to enjoy these 12 different flavors of chicken salad. There really is, depending on kind of like your taste preference, there really is something for everybody. If you want to go traditional, they have traditional.
If you want the classic Carol, which is all white meat with the shredded chicken, finely minced celery, mayonnaise, and the secret seasoning that they can't tell us about, you can go with that. Olivia's Old South, that has the sweet pickles and the egg in there. That's more of their traditional flavors right there with their famous chicken salads.
They also have the fruity and nutty. So the Fancy Nancy has Fuji apples, seedless grapes, and pecans. I had that on Friday. That was awesome.
So when we were at the March of Dimes Signature Chef auction, one of the things they were sampling out there was the Cranberry Kelly. So this is your chicken salad with the dried and sweetened cranberries and silvered almonds in there. That one, yeah, a lot of people were talking about that. I love the Buffalo Barclay. I love buffalo wings. I love the flavor of the buffalo sauce, and they have that on chicken salad here as well. But for me, one of the things that I sampled out there at the chef's auction that I was surprised by was the pimento cheese.
Yes.
The spicy pimento cheese, that is amazing. That was my choice on Friday night. I got to come in for a friends and family thing, and that was my choice. Give me the spicy pimento. Give that to me on a croissant. The pickle is right there with it. You can choose your side. I chose the broccoli salad to go with mine.
They also have soups. They have other types of salads, mac and cheese.
All kinds of great stuff. And the key is there's people outside. They have been lined up all morning long. The first 100 people that come through the door at Chicken Salad Chick get free chicken salad for an entire year. That's going to be one per month. Now, there's one guy out there. One guy who got here at 2:30 this morning, he's the first guy in line, and he gets free Chicken Salad Chick every week for an entire year.
2:30 in the morning.
He deserves it.
I love the dedication. That's awesome.
So we talked to him earlier. His name is David Gossett, and he said that the reason he got here so early for that is because his mother was like, hey, that sounds good. I got to work. I'm sending you to Chicken Salad Chick.
You got to do what mama tells you to do.
Yep.
So Kelly said to him, she's like, hey, man, were you a little bit nervous? You know, you're outside, and there's nobody around.
Yeah.
He's literally outside of a restaurant at 2:30 by himself. He said he wasn't scared at all.
Must love chicken salad.
Chicken Salad Chick in the grand opening here, happening at 10 o'clock this morning. If you're listening right now and you can't be here at 10, but you can swing by for lunch, you can swing by for brunch, you can swing by for dinner, I do encourage you to do that as well. Chicken Salad Chick on Parkwood in Jonesboro, right near Academy Sports, where we broadcast live this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And we are live for the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick. The restaurant opens here right at 10 o'clock this morning. The doors are going to open. David Gossett was the first person in line this morning. David Gossett got here at 2:30 this morning.
I love the dedication.
He deserves it, yeah.
So he got here at 2:30. He gets to be the first one in line to get free chicken salad for an entire year. Other people have lined up. If you are not here as of yet, I believe there's still time to get in line. They've been handing out these cards. It will show what number you are, and that'll tell you what you're actually going to get, because, again, the first 100 get free chicken salad for a year. Chicken Salad Chick on Parkwood in Jonesboro. We're right catty corner from Academy Sports. 12 different flavors of chicken salad. Let me just give you the heads up. This is a restaurant. This is the place people are going to be talking about for the next month.
Oh, without a doubt, yes.
Because anytime something new opens in Jonesboro, it becomes a happening spot. Chicken Salad Chick will be that spot, and the food will keep you coming back.
Yes, sir.
So we, again, invite you to come on. What is he doing?
Today is just not working out for me. I don't know what it is.
We have all these dignitaries around.
And I'm going, yes, sir.
Okay, Chicken Salad Chick opens the doors at 10 o'clock this morning. Let's do some country music news. All right, Kelly Gray.
Country music news.
K95.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Okay, so Jason and Brittany Aldean are set to have their little girl in February, and it looks like they already have a name picked out. Now, they like unique names. Their son's name is Memphis, and it looks like they're going to continue the trend with a name that they've chosen for their daughter, and it's going to be Navy Rome Williams. How cute is that?
Awesome name there, and congratulations. Yeah. Cool pictures from over the weekend, too, because Jason Aldean was celebrating watching the Georgia Bulldogs at his house.
Oh, yeah.
He had Kane Brown over, just hanging out.
Oh, just Kane, hanging
watching
out.
Watching some football. So also congratulations goes out to Chris Stapleton and his wife, Morgan. Mm-hmm. They're expecting another baby. Now, this might seem like it's an old story because they just had a baby like 7 months ago. They had twins.
Twins.
Y'all, she's pregnant again.
Ooh, goodness.
So five babies in the future for Chris Stapleton and his wife, Morgan.
And another big congratulations goes out to Brett Young because he is now married to his longtime girlfriend, Taylor Mills. It was kind of a smaller ceremony in California in front of about 200 people. I don't know why y'all are laughing at me so hard. Lee Bryce was there. Gavin DeGraw were there. They both performed while they were at the wedding, too. Now, the story between Brett and Taylor goes like this. They dated for about 6 years, broke up when he went to Nashville. Then they reconnected, felt it was time, ended up getting married, and now they want to start a family very, very soon.
That's your country music news, and we are live this morning at Chicken Salad Chick on Parkwood in Jonesboro, right across from Academy Sports, broadcasting live for the grand opening on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
We have found the happening spot in Northeast Arkansas, maybe in the entire state of Arkansas.
Yes.
And that is the grand opening of Chicken Salad Chick in Jonesboro. They're going to open their doors to the public here about 8 minutes from right now. And this has become really a spot where all the dignitaries are, the who's who of the city have come out for this event. Anytime a new place opens up in Jonesboro, we want to celebrate the place. And when it's a place that serves food and delicious food, we get even more excited.
Yeah, and they are lined up around the building.
So, and the neat thing about this is Melissa Hardcastle is here with us this morning, and she is the reason that we have Chicken Salad Chick in the city of Jonesboro. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you?
It's great. It's so great to be here.
The day is finally here.
Yes, it's here. We have a great crowd outside. We have a lot of corporate folks here. We even have the founder of Chicken Salad Chick, Stacy Brown, here. It's so exciting.
We're excited to be here as well. And the neat thing about this is there's MG Myring. Hey, what's up, MG? I'll just go ahead and shake his hand on the radio. You know, we came through here. We've had the chance to sample food multiple different times. I even came through on Friday for the Friends and Family event. I've tried something different every single time. Right. I love everything I've tried.
Oh, good. That makes me feel so good. We have something for everybody with so many different varieties of chicken salad, 12 varieties, and our soups and sides and pimento cheese. It's so wonderful. We're just glad to be here for Jonesboro and just can't wait for them to taste it.
So when you decided that we needed to have Chicken Salad Chick in the city of Jonesboro, it was like this breakthrough moment for you. You knew the spot. You knew the location that you wanted. What was it about Chicken Salad Chick that interested you the most in bringing it here?
Well, I just love it because it just has a Southern charm about it. It's Southern inspired. It's warm and cozy and inviting on the inside. The how it started is a beautiful story with just nice people that care about others. So it's really based on serving others and having a great experience for them and serving them wonderful food.
If you were to say you had a personal favorite, is there something on the menu? Because I look through here and I'm like, and I was just talking to the CEO a few minutes ago, and I'm like, it's kind of crazy because I love the buffalo. I think that tastes delicious.
Yes.
And then I'm thinking that pimento cheese on that croissant, the spicy one.
So good.
With some bacon under there too. How do you beat that?
Well, it's also good. Sometimes you're in the mood for a little spicy, sometimes a little sweet. Right now I am stuck on Cranberry Kelly, and I just get it almost every time.
I heard that's really good as well. Again, the grand opening is taking place here. Chicken Salad Chick opens the doors in 5 minutes. We mentioned the founder is here with us as well this morning. Stacy Brown, good morning, and welcome to the city of Jonesboro. We're excited to have you here with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh, my gosh, this warm welcome is just very exciting over here.
I think what you're going to realize is the city of Jonesboro is a really cool city. We welcome new business, especially when it comes to food and delicious food. And we told your story earlier this morning, and I wanted you to share it with us because the whole way this came about was as you made chicken salad and you decided, hey, I'm going to start selling this to some friends and family.
Absolutely. It was door to door and delivered out of a little basket, which is why you'll see the chick on the logo is carrying a basket because that's how it started, door to door. And unfortunately, you can't really do that for very long. So the health department let me know that that was not an option. Right. So, so shut that down and opted to open a full restaurant, and we have never looked back. People have gone nuts. I always say they rip the doors off of the hinges, and we just try to make as much as we can.
But I love even the decor. Like, you have the decor perfect and so many different options. For me, I always kind of thought chicken salad was the standard, like my grandmother would make, you know, that had the pickles and the eggs. And when I tried these other versions of chicken salad, I was like, wow, eyes to something totally different.
Okay, so you just said the exact reason we have so many different flavors. You said you had your idea of the perfect chicken salad. Well, that's the way we all walk around, with our own idea of what the perfect chicken salad is.
Right.
So we are a safe haven for all chicken salad lovers, and everybody can find their perfect idea here.
Well, and then we have the salads, we have the soups, you have the kids' meals. My son had the mac and cheese the other night, and that looked amazing. He wouldn't let me try it, but it looked amazing.
It's wonderful. But I have to tell you, okay, so when you come in the store, I will tell you, everybody I will be greeting today, I will say, you better get the grape salad or the broccoli salad on your table. I don't care if you steal it from your neighbor. Get it on your table. It will blow your mind. You have to try it. Our two best side items.
I have tried the broccoli salad on three occasions, and that kind of surprised me. I liked it so much.
I know. Well, it's the perfect combination of sweet and salty. Like, I'm a sweet and salty girl.
Yeah.
I got to have both. Mm-hmm. So it's got the sweet homemade dressing on this fresh broccoli and then topped with crispy, salty bacon.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I'm telling you, this is a spot to be this morning. Again, Northeast Arkansas has converged on Chicken Salad Chick. The grand opening is taking place. And, y'all, the doors are going to open in 3 minutes.
3 minutes. I've got to get to my post.
Okay, get ready. Okay. Go get ready. Thank you for joining us, Stacey. We appreciate it. Chicken Salad Chick on Parkwood in Jonesboro, right next to Academy Sports, broadcasting live this morning with K-Fine.